This is Art Beat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Almost 30 years ago, Valentina Velkova stood at the window of a high-rise apartment in Chicago, gazing out at Lake Michigan. She had come to Chicago all the way from Bulgaria to attend an international architectural conference. When a couple from Kalamazoo approached her to ask if she would like to see the lake from the other side, from a town called Kalamazoo, she was sure her lifelong dream was about to come true. Today, she's the owner of the architectural firm Adida in Portage. Valentina, you have an interesting story about how you came to the U.S. from Bulgaria. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about how you grew up.
Thank you, Zinta. I grew up in Bulgaria. It's called Plovdiv, but it was founded by Philip the Macedonian, who was the father of Alexander the Great. And the first name of the town, of the city, was Philippopolis, after Philip the Macedonian. It's a fascinating place because you can walk down the street and you can learn about architecture and architectural styles. You can see archaeological ruins and monuments. You can see there is a Greek amphitheater. There is an underground Roman Colosseum, which is very interesting place to grow up. You can also, there is a whole town, a whole part of the city is preserved, and it's called the Old Town, which is basically historical national architecture, traditional architecture from the Bulgarian Revival, and it's kind of located on three hills. And it's a preserved area, and you can see the old architecture and the craftsmanship of the old Bulgarian masters and builders.
So I understand that's how you became interested in architecture, isn't it? Growing up around all these wonderful old buildings.
Yes, I fell in love with architecture since I was a little girl, and I started dreaming to become an architect since fourth grade, and I started taking art classes because in Bulgaria, in communist Bulgaria, you cannot, the education was free, but you have to take exams. Basically, the education was free. It wasn't free because they were taking off of everything else, but anyway, so I had to take three exams in art, one exam in math, and one exam in social studies. So I started preparing myself because I knew that I need to rely only on myself. And I was lucky enough because God gave me talent, and my parents were very supportive to my goals and my desires and my dreams. After I was taking art classes throughout high school, plus I graduated high school with an advanced math that gave me enough knowledge and experience, so I will feel confident that I will get into the architectural University of Architecture and Civil Engineering and Geodesy in Bulgaria, which has architectural department, and it was the only one in the whole country. So it was very hard to get in this architectural department. Of course, in communist regime, there were many people that got in because they had privileges, but I had to rely on myself. And I had the very good course, so I got in, and that was fulfilling of my dreams. And I love architecture, and I love what I'm doing since then. And I'm happy that I'm able to work in architectural field as well.
This is Art Beat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. And now that you're in Kalamazoo, in Portage, actually, you have your own business called Adida,
yes,
which is an architectural and design business. So tell us about that.
Well, I have my own company overseas in Bulgaria, which had a similar name. And I've been dreaming when the economy was kind of down, there was not too much work, and I've been working from this architectural company for another architectural company, and I always wanted to design my own projects. I had a dream when I was in Bulgaria that I will be designing beautiful white houses in the States. So the name of the company is Agida Inc., which is an acronym for architectural design, interior design, and art. I love architecture, and in Bulgaria, everything was custom design. Old days, now it's different, but old days it was custom design, so you need to know where to place the building, you need to know the structure of the building, you need to know about aesthetics, you need to know about economics, you need to know about plumbing and heating and all kinds of stuff, plus you need to know about interior design, and I have experience in all of these areas, including furniture design overseas. So basically, my idol is my favorite architect is Frank Lloyd Wright, who actually does everything, like everything in his architecture is all like one.
Yes, he works with the landscape and his furniture works with the house. Everything
yes,
is
everything
integrated.
Works together.
Yeah.
It's like one thing, one concept. So I would like to have all of these ideas included in my design as well.
And you've been in business now for what, about 30 years or so?
Actually, I've been in the States for 27 years, and I have about 15 years of experience. So it's about 42 years. I need to update my website. So it's quite a long time.
And I'll give you a chance to show off a little bit here, Valentina. You've received a lot of awards, haven't you? Tell us about some of the recognition that your business, Agida, has gained.
Yes, thank you. Agida Inc. specializes in additions, remodeling, new construction, and new construction of custom home. Custom residential projects, and we also specialize on lakefront homes. Some of these projects that I've done have been published in Welcome Home magazine. There are four articles about my work in Welcome Home magazine. And I also have a profile on House, HOUZZ, which is an international website for home designers and home builders and home designers and architects. And since I joined it, I have won four Best of House for Customer Service Awards for 4 years in a row. And that is
quite an achievement, I would say.
Yes, and it's very rewarding. It's good to know that people like, I have 30 reviews on my house profile, and it's good to know that that your clients like your work and your clients are happy.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with architect-designer Valentina Velkova. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.